This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With calls by activists to take money away from police departments and redirect funds to other programs that help communities thrive, there is at the very least renewed thinking about ways policing can change. The thrust in parts of Europe is formal community participation, guiding the way law enforcement is carried out. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, is here with more.
Well, the idea of this model here is to figure out what the best role is for police in protecting an individual community so it can thrive. The European style of community policing is essentially setting up a system in which members of society collaborate with law enforcement in an ongoing way. Experts say the ultimate goal of all of this is to build trust. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe researches this and says officers need to listen and respond when members of the community flag problems or offer innovations to the strategy, and they need to be accountable for actions and outcomes. So the OSCE recommends reorienting police patrols so officers can more often respond in person to non-emergencies like disputes between neighbors or petty theft.
All right. And so where in Europe might this be working?
With the European model of community policing, one size doesn't fit all. So I spoke to Dr. Elizabeth Aston, who's the director of the Scottish Institute for Policing Research. She explained community policing has been successful in places like Scotland, where there's a very long history of public police partnership. And it's also been successful in Helsinki, where police have worked for a while to establish a relationship with city organizations and community members on problem solving and crime prevention specifically in shopping areas. Now, Dr. Aston emphasized that this work needs to include schools, mental health experts, youth services, which themselves often might not have the funding they need from government budgets.
A lot of preventative work should be done across departments. Unfortunately, when other social services are defunded, then that reduces the ability of other state organizations to be operating in this preventative, collaborative space.
But again, we say model, but clearly this approach has to adapt to the place where it's used.
Exactly. So for this approach to work, you have to consider social, political, and historical contexts. The whole idea of community policing is to engage everyone and encourage them to shape their own community problem-solving strategies. If you don't approach it in the right way, it's basically almost doomed to fail from the beginning.
My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig in London, thank you.
My pleasure, David.